This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
It's Ian.
And Vincent.
And Ian, you got a story. We barely scratched the surface of it, but we're talking magic mushrooms.
Yeah.
Psilocybin.
It's true, and finally we're starting to see some scientific studies being done on things like magic mushrooms or MDMA, looking at, you know, what can these drugs that have been illegal for so many decades now, for so, you know, some people's entire lifetime, that, you know, what can they actually do to help people? Turns out, quite a bit. This story from the Waking Times at WakingTimes.com, published, I think, yesterday, so it's pretty fresh. For many years, psilocybin, this is Philip Schneider reporting, the psychoactive compound found in magic mushrooms was considered too dangerous for consumption. But recent studies on its effects have shown no long-term damage from its use, and the FDA has now classified it as a breakthrough therapy for depression.
Nice. Have they authorized? Well, I'm sure your story will get into it, but
I don't think you can acquire it legally yet.
Can't get a prescription for my magic mushrooms?
These are things that, you know, may be possible in the future.
Sure.
In phase one of the largest ever controlled study on psilocybin, and, you know, it's still not humongous, but it's the largest one ever. 89 healthy participants. Usually you hear, like, over the years it's been a dozen here, 25 people or whatever, relatively small samples. So now you've got 89 people. Healthy participants were either given 10 milligrams, 25 milligrams, or a placebo of the drug. Now, off the top of my head, I'm not recalling what a normal dose of psilocybin is, so that would be something we'll have to consult Arrowhead on. So Arrowhead.org, of course, great website.
I know what a dose looks like on a slice of pizza.
Yeah, because, well, a lot of people take mushrooms in the sort of the raw form, meaning they just eat the caps, as they call them, and you don't ever know how much psilocybin is actually in a cap. You can have a very large cap that may not have as much psilocybin as a cap that's slightly smaller than it, so you can weigh the mushrooms, but that still doesn't really give you any real idea of the dosage.
And what I've heard is that psilocybin has been kind of distilled into liquid forms. Like, a lot of people will take liquid forms of psilocybin where the
dosage is... I don't know how common it is, but...
I don't know.
I've come across it before, and it's very good.
I have here, what I usually use for these questions is psychonautwiki.org, and so for psilocybin mushrooms, it says here, and a common dose is 1 to 2.5 grams, while, like, a strong dose is 2.5 to 5 grams.
Yeah, but that's not the actual amount of... Right. Psilocybin. They're registering the amount of the weight of the mushrooms themselves, and that's pretty much the only way most people can...
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the potency. It says, what was it here, 0.5 to 2% of the dried weight of a mushroom.
Well, I'm not going to say anything, but I did try mushrooms for a month one night, and... And what was most interesting about it, and this was when I was much younger, and I had taken other hallucinogens like LSD and things like that, I found that mushrooms did not make me feel horrible the next day.
Yeah.
I didn't feel with LSD, I felt that part of my mind was missing.
Yeah.
Now, that wasn't a long-term effect, but, you know, I always felt that... I pulled a muscle, you know, and it was just sore for a while.
Well,
and it took a while before it rebounded.
You know, they're both psychedelics, right? Like or entheogens. They're both they have similar effects. I'm not going to say they're the same, but whenever I've done mushrooms, after whatever the trip length is, usually 4 to 6 hours, it's relatively short. It's usually shorter than LSD, and I always want to go to sleep.
Right.
Whereas if I take LSD, and this is common with LSD, they have acid sleep, which is like
right.
you kind of like laying in bed and your mind's racing and you're not really sure if you're asleep or you're awake, and you kind of morning comes and you're not really sure if you really got any sleep or not.
Now, I found the best thing to do on acid sleep, if you do wake up, it's best to swim from your bed over to your Barca lounger. And then climb out of the water onto your Barca lounger.
Wow, you tripped way harder than I have.
Yeah. I'm just trying to imagine what a videotape of that. I climbed. Well, I had to come down off of the mountain, the hill mm-hmm. that my bed was, and I rolled down into the water, and then I had to swim across my bedroom floor to my Barca lounger. Yeah.
So back to the story here. So they gave 89 participants, either 10 milligram, 25 milligram, or placebo, over 25 sessions. So this wasn't, you know, like a one-off thing. The participants would go through therapy sessions in a group of six for a period of 12 weeks. The results of the study are clinically reassuring and support further development of psilocybin as a treatment for patients with mental health problems that haven't improved with conventional therapy, such as treatment-resistant depression. This is according to the study's lead investigator, Dr. James Rucker. So they're trying this with people who have not, you know, had a positive effect from typical therapy. And this is sort of like a last-ditch solution, and it turns out to be particularly effective. They're actually still in the middle of the study with phase two, while researchers attempt to discover whether 216 volunteer patients will see improvements in depression where conventional treatments have failed them. Rucker said, quote, "We're focused on getting psilocybin therapy safely to as many patients who would benefit from it as possible and are grateful to the many pioneering research institutions whose work over the years has helped to demonstrate the potential of psilocybin in medicine," unquote.
I know that it was like a year or two ago, but there was a headline that said that magic mushrooms had proven to be the safest drug someone could take, safer than even marijuana.
That's right. That was actually Professor David Nutt. That's N-U-T-T. He is the former drug czar of the United Kingdom.
Wow.
He came up with a chart based on two factors. It was comparing all the, you know, typical bad drugs based on the damage to oneself plus the damage, so-called damage to society.
Interesting.
And they ranked alcohol and heroin as basically tied for number one.
Yeah.
And several others were on the list. And mushrooms were, I think, at the bottom of that
list. Yeah. And that struck me. And that at least encouraged me that people would continue to do studies. Now, when the government puts drugs like psilocybin on, you know, a schedule and says that we restrict any even studies or any research into this, that just shuts it down. And so here's this thing that the government has had, you know, has been clamping down on for, what, 30, 40 years, pretty much since the beginning of the drug war. And now we're finding that there is evidence that it may be something that could really help a lot of people.
Right. And they say here that magic mushrooms are the opposite of antidepressants, notes leading psychedelic researcher Dr. Robin Carhart-Harris. Carhart-Harris pointed out that where pharmaceutical antidepressants leave one's emotions blunted, psilocybin brings them out for the patient to deal with and move past in a healthy manner.
That sounds good.
And that's something that people who've done psychedelics over the years will tell you, that right. It will force you to confront, you know, whatever issues that you've got lurking within you.
Right.
And
it's sort
of like some people, that can be terrifying.
Right, I'm sure.
It's sort of like a benign version of, you know, the Purge movies, where like once a year people have to get out all their violent impulses. But with mushrooms, you know, sort of like you do get out, you know, all that negative emotions and negativity, but, you know, in a positive way, instead of going around killing or robbing, you just want to go into a corner and cry.
So I'm just curious, who owns psilocybin? Is that Bayer? Is that Merck? What drug company owns psilocybin?
I mean, maybe somebody has filed for a patent, but can you patent something that's on Schedule 1 or 2 or whatever?
Patent a fungi, something out of nature?
That's my point.
And, so like, can I patent deer or cats?
and drug companies, using the power of the U.S. government, will try to jump in and claim. I mean, there have been so many patents on THC and on marijuana that drug companies have tried to put in place so they can say, well, this is really us, and this is really what we discovered. Therefore, if you use it to address this, then you owe us a bunch of money. $855-450-FREE. We're talking drugs and some shrooms. Surprisingly Plants. Good news on shrooms. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogicides.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogicide shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogicides. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450 free. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. That's the number to call in and get on the air. Talk about whatever you like. But first, I wanted to tell you about Divi, the next generation. Wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. In studio, it's Chris.
It is Ian.
And Vincent.
And we're talking magic mushrooms, some interesting studies coming out, a very large study indicating after, and fairly extensive, that they, the largest study really showing evidence of some real positive things may come out of therapy with magic mushrooms, with psilocybin. That's the active ingredient in magic mushrooms. Ian's telling us about that.
Indeed, they have done yet another study. This one is the largest one ever, with 89 participants receiving either 10, 25 milligram, or a placebo. And what they have discovered is some pretty impressive stuff, supporting further development of psilocybin as a treatment for patients with mental health problems that haven't improved with conventional therapy. Magic mushrooms, they say, are the opposite of antidepressants, giving the patient the opportunity to actually deal with their emotions rather than blunting them with pharmaceuticals. After the study of psychedelics, or after studying psychedelics has been legalized in recent years, research has consistently pointed to the notion that psilocybin can help patients overcome depression. Now, I don't know if it's legalized as much as it has been allowed with permission.
Yes, I think I'd characterize it that way.
Yeah, I mean, they still have to go and basically beg the DEA and the FDA to do these studies, as I understand
right.
it. But they are getting the permission to do them, so that's, you know, different than what happened, say, in the 80s and 70s and 90s.
And I think that was a very good comment. My experience with antidepressants and basically pharmaceutical mind-altering substances has been through our kids. Unfortunately, you know, our kids were, they were teenagers. They were teenage boys, and teenage boys are going to have problems because of girls, and they're going to become depressed. And during the early 2000s and the 2010s, if you go to the doctor, they're going to say, oh, that's terrible. Let's get you on some drugs. That was their answer for everything. And all it was blunting their personalities. I mean, they weren't addressing anything.
You've got to solve whatever the root is if you want to be able to make yourself better.
Right, but you don't really need that to get a kid addicted to Prozac, you know, or get
right.
lithium or whatever they're giving them these
and
days.
And even younger, too. You said, what was it, like teens and preteens? Like, in some cases, we're giving it to, in a lot of cases, you have elementary school kids getting it.
Yeah.
Because of, like, behavior, or like, oh, they have behavioral issues, like fighting or doing what, you know, normal stuff that, you know, young
right.
kids do, or for fidgeting. That's it. It's the attention drug. The mood stabilizers and attention drugs,
ADHD
too. They give, they give a kid, I think it's like the equivalent. The legal medical equivalent of meth, because young boys, and you know, it's mainly boys. Young boys don't want to sit still, getting lectured by, you know, some old lady for 8 hours, you know, at school. Gee, who knew? Oh, we gotta give these kids drugs.
No, that's kids being kids, and you know, I think we did a real disservice to a whole generation, or more generations. It was just sad, and you know, me as a parent going, well, I should be listening to the medical professionals. They're telling me that this is what my child needs.
And it's not even a professional. A lot of the times it's the general practitioners, right? People
yes.
who are just like, you know, who can't, you know, they can't help cure a sore throat. They have to, you know, recommend you to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. But, you know, for some reason, they're all able to say, oh, yeah, here, I'll write your prescription for, you know, legalized meth.
Well, it certainly started there.
Suicide,
and then,
mass murder pill, Prozac.
Right. And then you go on and... I can say that, you know, we had experience with two boys growing up in their teen years, the worst they ever acted, the most trouble they ever got into was when they were coming off of those drugs.
Mm.
So without a question. It was just insanity. And I apologize. Alex, if you're out there, I'm sorry.
According to the Center for Psychedelic Research at London's Imperial College, magic mushrooms could replace antidepressants altogether within 5 years due to a low rate of adverse effects compared with pharmaceuticals. Well, I'll say this. It's not going to be that easy because the pharmaceutical companies sure as hell don't want their products to get off the market.
They're going
to
lobby.
They're going to keep pushing, and they're going to push against this. But Dr. Robin Carhart-Harris, who, again, was one of the folks involved in the study here, says, quote, "The implications of that are actually frightening to me, thinking of the power and influence of big pharma. What are they going to do with that if there's this big public demand for the mushroom therapy and not Prozac? Although magic mushrooms are showing promise, while used in a controlled setting, I don't recommend that anyone go out and take the drug without knowing that it's safe and legal to do so." This is whoever's writing the article over at WakingTimes.com.
That's definitely not my opinion.
"If you do find yourself under the influence of psilocybin, make sure that you don't operate any heavy machinery, such as driving a car. If you start to get anxious or paranoid, remember the effects only last a few hours, and you'll be completely back to normal within a few days." So, yeah, I mean, you're probably not going to accidentally come down with psychedelic mushrooms in your body. That's usually a very clear choice that that one decides to make. And if you are going to do psychedelic mushrooms, remember, these studies that they're doing are with the assistance of a therapist. So there's actually a professional there who, you know, knows how to ask the right questions and in order to elicit the discussions that need to happen. But that said, these are relatively safe on the scale of drugs. There's still research that you really ought to take some time to do, like, you know, what they call harm reduction techniques, things that you need to know. Set and setting, very, very important that you be in a place that you're familiar with, surrounded by people that care about you, preferably with what they call a trip sitter, somebody who is either going to stay sober during the trip. That's the ideal trip sitter, somebody who is not going on the trip with you, but it's going to be there in case you need some help with something. Preferably somebody who has experience with psychedelics. That's your ideal trip sitter. You don't want to be there with somebody who doesn't know how to handle
those
sorts of situations. So those are some basic recommendations for you, but there's a lot more that you can...
Unless you're a real man who does it in the middle of nowhere in the woods without knowing
alone.
Where you are.
Good call. What about you? Have you taken magic mushrooms, and do you want to admit to it on national radio? If you do, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking at a COG Keep America Great rally in Toledo, Ohio. Earlier in the day, President Trump at the White House defending taking out top Iranian terrorist Soleimani.
We did it because they were looking to blow up our embassy. We also did it for other reasons that were very obvious. Somebody died. One of our military people died. People were badly wounded just a week before.
Tension with Iran remains high, and there's been a war powers resolution vote on Capitol Hill. Democrats had been hoping to limit President Trump's military power in terms of striking Iran in the future. A few Republicans joining in, including Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, voting with Democrats. It is a non-binding resolution, Republicans calling it toothless, as it has no chance of becoming law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-455. Man, I'm just stumbling over that phone number. What is it with this phone number? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm sorry. Every once in a while, I just, that number pops into my head and then is just as quickly it's gone. But I wanted to tell you about ForkFest 2020. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th. To July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket costs. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are found on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And while we're talking Liberty Lovers, I wanted to say thank you to Ron Pepper. Ron is a gold amplifier. That means he's made a pledge to send $10 to help advertise, market, and promote, get it, Amplifier, this radio show, and help us get on more radio stations. That means the ideas of liberty will get in more heads, and that's what we want to do. So thank you very much, Ron Pepper. We appreciate it. In studio, it's Chris, Ian, and Vincent. We've been talking psilocybin. Ian has been telling us about a story, the largest study on psilocybin being done recently, and evidently with the approval of Uncle Sam, they have to okay everything. If you're going to look at any sort of treatment, you're going to call it a treatment, then that means it's theirs to decide with whether you can do that or not, which I disagree with. I'm not saying that the USDA has never done anything of value. I'm sure they have at some point. But everything you ever put into your body, it's your body, you own it, shouldn't require a government permission slip.
Indeed. And so this is great news. There's really not much more to the story here. They do point out that mushrooms are not habit-forming, magic mushrooms, although they are illegal. So, you know, they're not going to be addictive. And in my experience, when you do psychedelics, it takes away from the specialness of it to do it more often. You know, to do it often, to do it more than maybe a handful of times per year, maybe three or four or something like that. Although that said, I have done some experimenting with microdosing on psilocybin.
Did you?
Yeah, and I got to say, there's something to that.
Really? So the idea behind microdosing is to take a very small measured portion, so you're always knowing exactly how much you're taking, but it... From what I've heard, it's never enough to get you intoxicated. You're not going to be hallucinating from microdosing. Is that a fairly accurate description? You're trying to reap the benefits, but allowing yourself to continue on about your day.
Correct. Yeah, it's not going to make you curl up into a ball in the corner at the microdosing levels. It's just going to maybe tune you in a little bit more, tune you into different things a little bit more than you typically would during your work day. You're going to be able to get stuff done.
Right. Well,
have either of you heard via the theory that with LSD, for something like the brain or in the fat, it traps some of the chemical that... At any point, even when, you know, it's been like months after you've taken the acid, sure, you could start tripping. Is there any truth to that?
The flashback. Yeah, I've had other friends of mine have told me they have experienced them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't know the science behind it. I could believe it.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was a real thing or something that people use just to...
as
a fear. Yeah, just as like a fear tactic. Like, if you smoke too much cannabis, your hands are going to get hairy or you're going to go blind.
Yeah, I heard other things can... But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, and that's the whole thing. When the government clamps down on all research for every single drug, then you are left with basically urban legends as what you have to go by. I'm very glad that they are loosening up their minds a little bit about psilocybin, which this is not new. I mean, people have been talking about the potential positive effects of psilocybin for years. And, you know, starting maybe a couple years ago, we started to see some scientific research being done on it. And in just that short a period of time, you have cities basically, again, it's not really decriminalization. They're just choosing to look the other way regarding possession of, or we're going to arrest people we see are tripping. I'm not sure how you could look at anyone and tell that they're on on hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Well, I mean, don't the mushrooms, don't they make your pupils larger?
I thought it was acid that makes the pupils. So, you know, a lot of these things make the pupils.
There's also, but also over-the-counter drugs can do the same thing.
Contact lenses can make your pupils large. Oh, and, you know, you said it was for years people have been talking about the benefits. I mean, some people think it's even longer than that. There's a Terence McKenna, who's a very well-known ethnobotanist. I mean, he's a proponent of a stone-to-ape theory, which from just my brief knowledge of it, it's where the reason why, you know, if you believe in all of this, you know, the apes that became humans, the reason why, you know, if these apes started to talk and make society and, you know, have higher levels of thinking than, like, chimpanzees or gorillas is because that they ate the psilocybin mushroom, which grew off of cow dung. And so that's, you know, by tripping, that's how they're able to have their minds evolve into the violent, which actually doesn't make any sense because usually mushrooms, you know, don't make people violent. And then, these apes became the most violent apes in the jungle. So maybe that doesn't make sense. But it's something to look into, definitely.
Right. It's just good to look into things. I mean, and when government says you can't do it, and when industries are built around, you know, manipulating the government to make sure they benefit that industry, big pharma is a thing. You know, I know that because you can't get anything that's a well-known drug. You know, you're going to find out if you try to make it that they've got a patent on it for the next 10 years. So we're going to keep that. You know, no generics are available. They just restrict the marketplace, and they have set the bar through the FDA so high in terms of what they're willing to do that it really removes any potential competition, and that's what they're doing through these regulations. The idea that we could take natural things, you know, people could use marijuana and perhaps cure what ails them. If we can address the victims of PTSD with therapy and psilocybin, that doesn't leave a lot of room for drug companies to make profits. So I don't know what's gonna. I hope this continues. I really do, and I hope people demand it of your government. They're supposed
it's
to work
be
for
slow
you.
Going. I mean, God. Look how long it's taken to get cannabis decriminalized or legalized in various different states. You still have most of the states where it's still an illegal, it's still a crime, supposedly, to possess a plant.
Yes.
I mean, it could be that mushrooms are the next plant that goes through this process. In fact, we have seen Denver, Colorado did have a ballot initiative. I believe Oregon,
I don't know what
was it.
They...
Portugal just decriminalized all drugs.
That's right.
Yeah, which makes the most sense.
Doesn't enforce it.
Okay. 855-450-FREE. We're talking drugs tonight on Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. That's our number. It's our final segment, but there's still time to get you in and on the air. In studio is Chris.
Hey, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
And we have been talking drugs, but we're going to go right from drugs to driving.
Woohoo! All right.
Absolutely. It Freedom. Sounds like fun.
Bad combo, kids. Don't try this at home.
This story comes through us from Jalopnik.com.
Unless you're on a private track. I mean, if you're on your own track, you can do whatever you want with your car.
Be my guest.
Yeah.
But this article says it's entitled, Let's Debunk Three Myths About Seemingly Illegal Things You Can Do While Driving. So I don't know about you guys, but I have always heard that there are certain things that are just illegal because there must be a law against that, so it must be illegal. Like the first one they list, you know, you can't get in a car without shoes. You can't drive barefoot.
I've done it.
I've done it
times.
Too. I always
I like the way it feels.
Well, do you think there's a law against it?
Oh, yes, there is. I think there is.
Do you?
Is there?
Have you ever driven barefoot? I won't lie to you. I've done it. This is the author speaking. And I'm not ashamed to say I kind of liked it.
Mm-hmm.
The ridged rubber of the pedals feels kind of satisfying, and I think you can get much more precise throttle control with your non-shoe.
I think he's right.
Encumbered foot. Almost every time driving barefoot comes up, though, some pedantic prude is likely to mention that driving while barefoot is illegal. You know what, though? It's not.
Oh, really? Well, that's wonderful.
This guy did the research. No state actually has any laws making barefoot driving illegal, so don't take any guff from people trying to tell you it's against the law.
Nice.
Your feet are not criminals. They're just the hands of your legs, and if they want to serve you foot gloveless, you can legally let them. So, according to this gentleman, he's done the research, there is no law on the books in the United States against driving barefoot.
Yeah, it might be a little stinky, but otherwise it's relatively fun.
How about this one?
I prefer it, especially on long-term drives. You know, because it's more comfortable. I hate having my feet, during the summertime, I'm always in sandals. I don't like having my feet enclosed. It's one of the worst things about being up here during the wintertime is
right.
I constantly have to have my feet enclosed. And, if I get the opportunity, I'm going to shuck them off and you're just more connected to the vehicle that way,
right.
I feel like.
That's what this guy says. How about you're driving at night, you got somebody else in the car. And you flip on the interior light because you want to find something. They're
right.
Like,
turn it off.
Turn that light off.
They're going to pull you over.
You get pulled over because you can't have your interior light
on. I've heard this one.
This is another one of those things that I've been told is illegal since I started driving, though admittedly, as far as crimes go, it's a lot closer to loitering than, say, murder. But is it actually illegal to drive with your interior dome light on?
Now, sure. Before he gets into the answer here, the argument is going to be the reason it should be illegal. I'm not saying I agree with this, but the argument is that if it's nighttime and you turn a light on, it will restrict your ability to see in the dark. So, just like,
it's gonna affect your night vision.
Yeah. Back when you had friends and they had a flashlight, they flash in your face or whatever, and you couldn't see anything after that because it restricts your night vision. And that's the reason why, if it is illegal, that's likely the rationale behind it.
Sure, having the interior light on inside the car can impair your vision out of the car or at night, but there are actually no laws on the books that say it's illegal. It may be possible to be pulled over for something like distracted driving, and illuminating the interior light may be cited as part of the reason why, but as far as the interior light itself being on, that is not illegal unto itself.
All right. Good to know.
How about this one? This says that the government has come up with a law that says rear windows can legally only roll down partway.
No.
The back,
I've never heard that one.
No, in the back seat, the window usually only rolls down like halfway.
That's some sort of supposed feature that they put into cars to stop kids from crawling out the window.
Because,
right?
Remember back in the 70s, that big epidemic where kids were diving out the windows of cars? Do you remember that? Like, you go down the highway, it was just littered with the bodies of children left and right who committed harakiri because they were sitting in the back seat. Well, this turns out it's not that, and I'm not going to go into the whole explanation, but this author blames it on lazy engineering.
Huh.
So the back seat of a car is usually much closer, really right up next to the rear tires of the car.
Right.
And the wheel, as you open the back door, cuts into the door. There simply isn't
room
to roll the window down
way. Weren't thinking about the kids.
Right. And if you think about how car doors are designed in the back seats, you'll always see that, interestingly enough.
I don't think you always see it. I don't think all cars are that way.
Probably not.
But it's pretty common.
It is, and it's one of those things. I just thought this was kind of an interesting story and something we could kind of goof on, because I'm surprised that the government hasn't felt it is in their purview to make driving with the interior light on illegal. I'm amazed that there isn't a law against driving barefoot because the government has to say what you can do and can't do. We're going to go to the phones where we've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
The never-ending government officials committing crimes in the state of New Mexico. Like, an update on this mayor of Las Vegas, New Mexico, Tonita Gurule Giron.
Have we heard of this one? Have we heard of this one yet?
Yeah, well, Google Las Vegas, New Mexico mayor, and she'll pop right up. She was she resigned yesterday, and after insisting that she would not resign, but she changed her mind after the New Mexico Attorney General Hector Bald Hairless indicted her on 6 felony counts of bribery and what else does it say? Bribery and
accepting kickbacks.
Yeah, she had a boyfriend who was a contractor, and she, the mayor, would steer contracts to her boyfriend, and then she would receive kickbacks from him after he got paid by the city.
An arrangement as old as government itself.
Yeah, and she was doing other cute stuff, like when the city council was trying to vote her out of office. Apparently their city charter allows them to get rid of her by voting her out at a city council meeting. So what she did to avoid that is she canceled the city council meeting so they couldn't vote her out. So,
wow, you guys, it's not like you have a lock on all this corruption. I mean, stuff does happen everywhere else. We get a much closer view into New Mexico than anywhere else. No, I was just going to mention, a Kentucky judge is facing 9 misconduct charges, including sexual harassment.
Nine
different counts, including sexual harassment and retaliation. And they, I don't know if they get into it in this story. She was also charged for having one of the things was having a threesome in her family court, I guess, in chambers.
Is that what they call it now?
That's what they call it now. Well, yeah, it's crazy.
I'll see your sexual harassment Kentucky threesome judge and raise you a New Mexico state senator, chairman of the judicial committee, who just got sentenced to 5 days in jail for aggravated DWI.
Woo! Another one,
man.
Now aggravated DWI—that's where he hurt somebody, right?
Well, he actually, well, it could be for different things. In this case, it's a double aggravated because he did hurt somebody and he refused the breathalyzer test, which is an automatic aggravated DWI. So, yeah, but he got sentenced to 90 days, 85 suspended, of course. So he's going to spend an actual five days in jail. He rear-ended an SUV and sent the people to the hospital, and they got the lingering injuries and could have killed somebody. So he gets 5 days because he could have killed somebody.
Well, that's what happens. Other than that, they're just out there doing God's work. David, thanks for the call. And that's all the time we have for you tonight. But don't fear. We will be back here tomorrow between the hours of 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. If you're listening, we'll be here. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.